Going over strategy, I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. President Biden meets with the leader of a key NATO ally on Monday, welcoming Germany's chancellor to the White House.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's meeting with President Biden comes as the two nations and other NATO allies pressure Russia to turn back tens of thousands of troops on the Ukrainian border. Germany has urged caution with some potential sanctions against Russian energy companies. The U.S. is working with other countries to increase energy production in case of a natural gas shortage. The White House says the two leaders will also discuss the COVID pandemic and climate change before a joint news conference. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The former top aide to former Vice President Mike Pence says that there should be no question as to who won the 2020 election.
Mark Short, former Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, recently testified before the January 6th House committee. On NBC's Meet the Press, he said while there's still some belief that election fraud occurred with Joe Biden's win in 2020.
The campaign had opportunities to bring that evidence up till December 14th and didn't. And so I think at this point you have to assume that he was duly elected.
December 14th was the meeting of the Electoral College. Short did say there are many who still think there were election illegalities in several states, partly due to the pandemic. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
An argument in the checkout line at a South Florida grocery store escalates into a deadly shooting. Police say one man pulled out a gun and shot the other man. The victim died at the store. The shooter is in police custody. No other details are known. Well, Super Bowl 56, a week from Sunday, but yesterday, NFL action took place. The AFC topping the NFC 41-35 in the Pro Bowl. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As part of President Biden's executive order on improving the country's cybersecurity, the Department of Homeland Security announces a new initiative.
The Cyber Safety Review Board, or CSRB, will bring together private and public sectors to elevate cybersecurity. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying in a press release, "I look forward to reviewing the board's recommendations regarding how we can better protect communities across our country as DHS works to build a more secure digital future." Those on the board include executives from Google, Verizon Threat Research Advisory Center, and Microsoft, among others, in addition to personnel from the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice. The board's first report is expected to be ready by this coming summer. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A hearing is set for Monday into the 2021 Kentucky Derby.
The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission is expected to hear evidence on whether or not Medina Spirit and trainer Bob Baffert should be stripped of last year's Kentucky Derby win. Medina Spirit won on May 1st and about a week later tested positive for an anti-inflammatory drug. Kentucky.com reports that Baffert says the medication was in a topical ointment, not injected into the horse. If Medina Spirit is stripped of his win, the title would go to Mandaloon. Medina Spirit died in December. Churchill Downs, which is where the Kentucky Derby will take place again on May 7th, has barred Baffert from racing horses on any of its tracks. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Police say a New York couple left a baby in a freezing car while they went inside a Target store to shop. They returned about 10 minutes later. 34-year-old Paul Albergonarda and 22-year-old Natalia Pascal faced child endangerment charges. The baby appeared to be fine and was brought to the hospital for observation. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.